Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you are all having a wonderful January so far. You're enjoying the 2024 energy. We've had some powerful first episodes of this year, including last week's episode with Zoe Greco, all about numerology, the aura and manifesting this year. So do go and have a listen to that episode if you haven't done so already. And I also want to share with you an exclusive, exciting invitation for you this week. So as you guys will know, in January, the doors to my manifestation membership open. And obviously you are welcome to come and join us in this very exciting container. So I have been running the manifestation membership for over 4 years now, can you believe? And the best bit about this membership is nothing ever disappears. So when you sign up to the manifestation membership and join us in our high vibe, amazing community of fellow spiritual queens, all there to cheerlead you and hold your hand along the way with me, you get obviously all the goodness of the monthly content, but you also get access to every single thing we have done in the membership since the beginning of time. So you have 4 years worth of content. So it is my absolute favorite place to be, the membership, and it is just incredible energy. The support from the queens is honestly just the most amazing thing in the world. And everything we do in the membership is just so magical. So if this is for you, if you are the spiritual queen who is ready to break through their blocks and limiting beliefs so they can step into their highest timeline, the abundant go-getter who is ready to raise their vibration and commit to a new abundant season of your life, and the magical manifester who is ready to claim everything they've been dreaming of and more. And the best bit about this membership, I mean, everything's the best bit, but the best bit about this membership is how accessible and affordable it is. So for only £22 a month, you get access to over £4,970 worth of new content every single month. So what drops monthly in the membership is a new topic. So we have a new theme, a new topic every single month, all based on law of attraction themes and manifesting your desires and taking your practice deeper. And within that monthly topic, you get a 30-minute training video from myself, a themed meditation, a themed subliminal, which is new for this year, journaling prompts, an extensive workbook, and downloadables to support you. You also get 2 monthly calls included in your membership fee, including a new moon industry expert circle. So we have the world's leading industry experts come into the membership and share their pearls of wisdom and expertise with you as well on that topic. And a full moon group coaching call at the end of the month with me, where we go through the month's topic and I give you an amazing group coaching call together. Throughout the month as well, you'll have bonus extra workshops from industry experts drop into the membership. So this month's, for example, is by Caitlin Carehart, our numerologist expert, and she's going through the 2024 numerology and how you can work out your personal year cycle and what to expect this year. So that is a completely unthemed bonus on top. And quarterly, for every solstice and equinox, you also have a manifesting ceremony bonus with myself and special host too. You get use of our exclusive app on the go, or you can access it on desktop, iPad, whatever. You can access it everywhere, basically, at any time you want to. And you have geolocation as well, so you can connect with other spiritual queens close to you, you know, arrange meetups, connect with people. And you also have a messaging feature as well, so you can message myself and other queens on there to connect and ask questions. Plus an exclusive bonus just for you guys for this intake, because if that wasn't enough amazing content, of course we need a bonus too. When you sign up this intake, so the doors close on the 21st of January. So if you sign up before the 21st of January, you will get my Align and Embody Abundance 90-minute masterclass completely free, worth over £180, just as a big thank you for joining me this intake. And of course, if you want to pay annually, you also save an extra £80 as well. So it works at about £15 a month instead of the monthly reoccurring £22. Both options are completely flexible. You can cancel at any time, so there's no commitments. You don't have to be in there for a certain amount of time. And we have so many incredible extras that drop throughout the year as well. So you are not going to want to miss this. This is the place to be and is my most affordable, accessible group coaching setting. So you do not want to miss this, because the value inside this membership is incredible. And don't just take my word for it. Head on over to my Instagram. You can see all of our what our current members are saying. Mandy, for example, has said it's the best membership ever. Thank you, Mandy. Saima has said, I've been in the membership a whole year and it's been brilliant. I manifested almost everything off my list last year. Well, Saima, you are a hero. Yes, queen, celebrating all those manifestation wins. And Jane, I'll just give you one more. Jane has said, if anyone is wavering on joining, I joined as a result of the manifesting challenge last year, and it has completely changed my life. I've learned so much and manifested so much unexpected money over the last 12 months, on average about £300 per month. It is absolutely worth every penny to assist your manifestation potential and grow spiritually. Thank you, Jane. Love you lots. Thank you for being part of the membership and your lovely message. And I'll just give you Kate's as well. I can't recommend Emma's membership more. It's truly one of the best things I've ever done for myself. I've learned so much from Emma and her experts, and the energy of the tribe is amazing too. I am so grateful to Emma for creating this community and all the care and energy she puts into all she does and offers. Emma always overdelivers and is also so kind and supportive. Give yourself the gift. It will change you and your life. Thank you, Kate. And these were just messages that were posted in the free manifesting challenge I did. So they've just commented those along with the lives when I was talking about the membership. So I'm so grateful that the queens have shared such beautiful messages like that. And I just wanted to share them with you, because it's all very well and good me saying, you know, come and join this, it's the best thing ever. But it's nice to see that as well, and what real people's results are, and, you know, what they've got out of the membership. So you can find those and so much more on my social media, where we're posting the testimonials and what the queens are saying. But the doors are open now, so I will pop a link below. All the information, everything you need to know, is on that webpage, so go and have a look. And I'm so excited to welcome you into the manifestation membership this year and make 2024 your best year yet, queen. So on to today's topic then. Now we've got the exciting announcement out of the way, now on to today's topic, which is gratitude. And weirdly, when I was tuning into what I really wanted to talk about today, I was like, oh my God, gratitude has been popping up left, right, and center, you know, over Christmas, over New Year, and like straight as we got into the 5-day manifesting challenge, which you can catch up with, guys. I'm going to pop the link here if you want to, if you didn't get around to doing it or you didn't hear about it, I'll pop the link below so you can catch up, because it was epic and phenomenal. It's completely free and you can catch up and do all 5 days now. So even in the challenge, it was just the power of gratitude throughout that challenge for all of us in the daily task we set, because day two was gratitude is the best attitude. Just so many of these gratitude exercises that I've done all myself before I'm setting them as tasks over New Year were just hugely, hugely impactful. And I know that you might be thinking, Emma, I've heard you talk about gratitude before. I've read your books when you talk about gratitude. I've listened to a million podcasts on gratitude before, but I really want to get to the nitty-gritty of gratitude with you today. And also, I had a wonderful question yesterday on my Instagram Sunday Q&A from Homemade by Ella, I think it is, who asked, what are your top tips to make gratitude practices go deeper? Sometimes I feel it's too superficial. And that, Ella, is a great question. I hope that is your name. That was just your handle, but a fantastic question. So I want to answer that for you today as well and incorporate that into getting to the deepest, deepest depths of gratitude. Because I know that some people can find gratitude a confusing practice. Some people find it as easy as breathing. Some people feel it superficial, like Ella was saying there. And I think people can struggle with it as well and feel like I'm just putting the same things, or I'm not really getting much from this practice, or Emma, I followed the magic and it told me to write 10 points of gratitude every day and my hand hurts and I can't do it. So I am here to simplify the whole gratitude process for you and explain to you why gratitude is the best thing you can do for yourself this year. If I was to like recommend one thing, it would be this: gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And that can look like so many different things. I'm not just going to tell you to write a list every day. Like, there's more to this than meets the eye. So I actually want to do like a pro episode on gratitude today and dive into with you why this is important, why people hit these roadblocks, why it can feel superficial, and how we get past all of that to get to the true core essence of gratitude and what the law of attraction teaching of gratitude really is at its core. Because I feel like everybody who's anybody is talking about manifesting nowadays. And that's great because we want more and more people to find out about it. We want more and more people to, of course, learn about it and manifest their dreams. Like, why would we not? But I feel like when people talk about gratitude, it's very just like surface level, where when you learn the science of gratitude, when you learn what's underneath this practice and why we should be doing it, you can take this practice to a whole new depth, to a whole new awareness. And oh my gosh, experience so much gratitude in your life. And in turn, use that gratitude as a fantastic supercharging tool to attract even more incredibleness into your life. So one thing that I love to do at the end of each year, and I did this New Year's Eve actually, yes. So I did like a lot of little rituals on New Year's Eve and went through my manifestation box. And one thing that I've done for the last 3 years, this is my third year doing it, was to write an appreciation list. So I had a 2021 appreciation list, 2022 appreciation list, and I wrote my 2023 appreciation list. So I kept them all in the box because I feel like it was something I really wanted to keep and reflect each year and look at the progress and growth. And honestly, and I said this in my Manifesting Rituals end of year reset course, that for me, I honestly, before I did all these like wrap up my year reviews, all the things that I've posted on my YouTube the last few weeks, before I did any of that, I honestly would have looked back and said to you like, oh, 2023 was good. It was also really challenging, but I didn't really feel like I did much. So I actually ended up doing a gratitude board, which I'm going to get to. And I wrote my appreciation list for 2023 of all the things I achieved. I went through my camera roll. I went through like all the things that would like remind me of these incredible things I did this year. And my list was double the size of 2022's. And I was generally shocked. And I sent it to my friend Hannah and I was like, oh my God, like I was not expecting to write that much. And actually, that was the best year ever. Like, yeah, it was really difficult, which I'm going to get to later on in this episode. But oh my gosh, like look at all of these incredible reasons to be grateful for 2023. And it honestly made me want to cry because I thought like, how lucky and blessed am I to be able to write these things on my list? Like, God is good. The universe is good. Like, wow. Like, it really took me back in the best way possible. So I would highly recommend you do this if you haven't done so already. Write an appreciation list for last year and write down all the reasons why you can be grateful for 2023. So I actually did my gratitude board a week before doing that exercise. So another thing that I set as a challenge in the 5-day manifesting challenge was to do a gratitude board for 2023. So not a vision board, but a gratitude board. So it looks like a vision board. So I want you to get all the pictures and all the happy moments from last year and create a vision board. So you can do this digitally, you can do it physically and print your photos out. But we all made our own gratitude boards for 2023 with photos and memories to really celebrate the year. and the things that we can be really grateful for. And I also went deeper with this and wrote words on it as well. So I wrote words like growth and expansion, gratitude, new decade, because I obviously went into a new decade, 30, and things like that. And just being able to look at that gratitude board, again, just filled me with, Emma, what the heck are you on about? You've done loads this year. Like, you have achieved so much. You have done so much. And if I hadn't have done those two exercises, I genuinely would have gone into 2024 thinking that not much happened last year. And how ungrateful is that of me? Like, how ungrateful. The universe would have been like, Emma, you had your best year yet and you don't even know it. Like, why are we going to bring you more abundance and more, you know, incredibleness if you don't, if you're not even aware? You can't even remember how good it was. Like, you're, you know, you have this perception of how you thought 2023 was, when actually that's really not how it was. Like, when you look at the bigger picture, when you look at the year as a whole. So the reason why gratitude boards are fantastic to do before you do a vision board is because, and again, everybody loved doing this in the manifesting challenge because of how believable it then made their desires for 2024 and also their vision boards. So imagine if you created your vision board for 2024 and you had it on your wardrobe, or you had it up on a door somewhere, maybe it's your desktop, computer, screensaver, whatever, wallpaper, forgot the word there. And imagine looking at a gratitude board right next to it of all the things that you'd manifested in 2023. How much more instantly believable would the 2024 vision board be, or a vision board in whole, if you had a gratitude board right next to it of proof and evidence that you have manifested incredible things last year or in the past or whatever? It doesn't just have to be a 2023 gratitude board. We just use that for an example as part of the exercise we were doing. So having a gratitude board next to your vision board allows you to see, well, if that's possible and I've manifested these amazing things, why on earth would that vision board feel unrealistic or not happen? Like, I instantly believe my vision board so much more because I have this gratitude board. So it's an incredible tool to supercharge your belief in your vision board, or the things that you are manifesting that aren't currently here, or, you know, you're in the process of manifesting. So there are so many reasons why a gratitude board can transform the way you feel about last year, can, you know, help you to build belief in the desires you're manifesting too. And we all thoroughly enjoyed doing this exercise together in the challenge. So I would recommend doing one of these as well alongside your vision board, like before you do your vision board if you can. If not, it's fine. You can just have it next to it and see how more believable your vision board is when you have that gratitude board right next to it. When we are not in the mindset of gratitude, everything can look bad. And again, I'm not saying that I looked back on last year and thought, oh my God, everything was bad, because it really wasn't. It was just a year that was very transformational. It was definitely tough in some points. And it was really, really emotionally tough on me in terms of healing and processing childhood trauma that had come up that had been suppressed for 30 years of my life. So it was a complete shock to me when that came up. And again, like, I look at that situation with gratitude, you know, in some parts, because it's still very fresh. It only came up 7 months ago. So it's still fresh. Like, I'm still working with that energy, with that healing, with that situation. But, you know, I could have looked back on 2023 and said, well, yes, okay, some really amazing good stuff happened, but, you know, some really bad, like, you know, kind of difficult situations happened. So yeah, that's what I'm going to take away. And I would be discrediting all of my hard work, all of my manifesting abilities, my co-creation process with the universe, the incredible blessings that continue to bless me every single day because of a couple of annoying or, like, really challenging things came up. And as humans, we are wired to focus on the negative. We are wired to say, well, and it's always, I always use this example of, because I think it's a great representation of this, of you could have 100 really positive, amazing, supportive, loving comments on your social media, but if one person comments something negative, that's all you're going to think about all day. And it's really hard to, again, switch your mindset to look at the 99 positive, glowing, amazing comments and just not see that one negative comment. But we are wired as humans to think this way. So if you had 10 things that went right this week, you're damn right going to focus on the one thing that didn't more than the 10 things that did. So actually by doing these gratitude exercises, it gives us awareness, it gives us insight, and it gives us the bigger full picture of 2023 or of our life as a whole or of the month, week, whatever, to realize actually, yes, life happens. Sometimes really frustrating or shit things happen. And that is life. That is the law of polarity. And that is how life works. We are not, no one is exempt from that. We all go through the highs and lows of life. We're always ebbing and flowing and moving through these cycles and seasons of our life. But when we can turn to gratitude, we can focus on the positives, which only attracts more reasons to be grateful. And I think one of the biggest reasons why people feel that gratitude is superficial or is BS or is only applicable when things are going well is because it can feel quite bypassy, or sometimes the way it's taught can feel quite bypassy when things are really bad. And obviously I'm going to use what happened to me last year as an example of this, because for me, that was a really awful situation that was really hard to find gratitude in that moment. So to recap, last summer, as soon as we moved into this lovely house, our first home that we bought, I started having this horrible panic attack out of nowhere and started to recall suppressed memories of being abused in my childhood, which I had no recollection of before. There was always kind of thoughts and kind of like, I wonder whether that happened. But again, like I had no memory of anything. And it all just came flooding up last summer when I took my 2 months off work, which thank God I did, which was a very good reason to be grateful, which I'm going to get to. So obviously it was very difficult to process this, having thought your life was one way for 30 years of your life when actually it wasn't, and that your childhood wasn't the childhood that you thought you had. And it was really, really life-altering, to be honest, because you kind of feel like, what? Like, where has that come from? Like, is this even true? Like, when you're working through suppressed memories, you do question yourself. Of course you do, because you're like, well, I've never like had this memory before, so where has this come from? And the mind's a very clever thing. So, it was really one of the hardest things I've had to work through in my life because of the realization and the acceptance that comes with that. And it's incredibly difficult to witness that and, you know, heal that, especially, you know, after so much time has passed. But in that moment, if someone had said to me, Emma, come on, just think of the positives, be grateful, I would be like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, no, I cannot be grateful for, you know, this happening to me in my childhood. Like, what the heck? Why would I be grateful for that? Like, why the heck would I be grateful that I've taken these 2 months off, like holiday, to enjoy my life, and now I'm working through some of the hardest inner work I've ever had to work through? My PTSD is flaring up and I'm having to be in therapy every week to deal with this. Like, how on earth can I be grateful for that? Like, no. And that's where I feel like it can get bypassy. But although I couldn't in that moment feel grateful for what had happened, because of course that would be mad to even try to feel like that in that situation, and your feelings are valid, your everything is valid, like your healing is valid, you have to honor where you're at and how you feel towards that situation. But I could start to, even in those darkest days when it felt impossible, look for gratitude. Now, gratitude is an opportunity where problems are present. So you could look for the problem, or you could look for the opportunity, which is what gratitude is. It you know, provides an opportunity to a problem. So in that moment, I wouldn't have been able to give you gratitude for that situation. But what I started doing was writing down every day, like, I am so grateful that I took this time off work so that this could come up and I was safe and I could deal with this. I'm so grateful that I am safe now in this time of my life and I have the most amazing people around me to support me during this. I'm so grateful that I have the money to be able to pay for therapy sessions. I'm so grateful that I was already working with these incredible PTSD therapists to help me. So I just had to turn up to these sessions. They were already there supporting me. I'm so grateful that I have the knowledge and awareness and tools to be able to work on this and know and witness what this is. So you can see there that even in like what felt like the hardest point to find gratitude in or forgiveness, that I could really start to even just find the smallest pieces of gratitude in a really awful situation. And it's hard sometimes, but knowing that those moments of gratitude were there were what really got me through my gratitude practice during that time. Because absolutely, there were days when I would wake up real in the thick of it and pull out my gratitude journal and think, what the heck am I going to write today? Like, I'm in this place, it's really intense. I'm having to like live through these feelings, live through this trauma and heal it. Like, you know, it's a lot emotionally on you sometimes, and not everybody's healing journey is going to look like this. This is obviously just my experience, but it was really, really hard some days. And, you know, I would turn up to my gratitude practice and just find the simplest of things of like, I'm grateful for the clean air that I get to breathe, that it's not polluted. I'm grateful for the water that I have access to that keeps me alive. I'm grateful for my perfect vision that allows me to see the beauty in this world. So I always think if you're struggling to find gratitude, and this is where Ella's question is great, is like sometimes it feels superficial. Yeah, it does, because people aren't really doing gratitude. They are, you know, focusing on appreciation of the superficial level, like kind of the superficial level stuff of, you know, like I'm grateful for my house, I'm grateful for my dog, I'm grateful for my job. That's all superficial because they're like the obvious things, right? Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be grateful for these things. Of course you should be. But if you're writing those things day in, day out, yeah, it's going to feel superficial. It's going to feel like not as magical and sparkly very quickly because there's no magic there. Whereas when you take it deeper to the true core things that aren't materialistic and are just like, I'm grateful to be alive today, how much deeper does that take you? And sometimes you have to stretch, like I did in that moment, I had to stretch for those things and really dive deep in to find, actually, thank God I have a healthy body. Thank God I have a home here to do this healing work in. So when you take things to that deeper level of actually true gratitude, instead of feeling like I'm writing this list because Emma's told me to and it feels good to say thanks for all the nice things I have in my life, you get to the true nitty gritty of gratitude of how freaking blessed and lucky are you to even be taking your next breath.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
To be listening to this podcast, to even be here on earth having this experience. Now, for some people that may be quite hard to hear and think, oh, well, you know, it's okay for you to say Emma and, you know, people have got it way better than me. But always remember, there is somebody somewhere in this world praying to have the opportunities and the blessings that you have in your life. Someone is praying to be where you are right now. And to them, that's their like ultimate goal and their dream life. And to you, you might be thinking, oh my God, like, why would someone think that's the dream life? But gratitude is everything. Like, be grateful for the toxic job you have. Be grateful for the boss that is paying you off at work. Be grateful for the car that needs to be replaced desperately, but you hate it and you're struggling and you just really want to manifest that new car. And of course, in toxic or not great situations, like, you might think, Emma, why on earth are you telling people to be grateful for that? Now, like with the situation with me, I'm not telling you to be grateful for the bad situation that's happened. But you can be grateful in that job situation that you have an income coming to you, that you have potentially a way out and an opportunity to leave that toxic job. That's a great reason to be grateful for. You might have some nice colleagues there that even though the boss is horrible, you actually have some really nice friends at that job. So that's another reason to be grateful. So a great powerful reframe I always used to give clients who would come to me and say, you know, I want to manifest a good job. I'm in this toxic job situation. I'm like, this week, you're going to get grateful for every single thing in this job, even the boss. You're going to be grateful that the boss is toxic because it's showing you that is not where you need to be. And what a blessing for the universe to show you this is not in alignment. So there's the gratitude. And over time, as I was working through my healing journey with that particular thing last year, and, you know, I was doing the therapy, doing all the tools, I then started to look for more gratitude in that situation. And I could look at, well, thank God Hannah was with me when this kicked off and happened because she knew what to do. She knew how to support me. Thank God Hannah was there when it happened. Like, thank God that it came up when I had that time off to deal with this and it wouldn't affect my work and it wouldn't affect anything. I could just fully give to myself and fully, you know, heal and be present with this. And thank God this came up. Like, thank you, universe. I'm so grateful for this coming up so that I don't have to carry this forward now. I don't have to live in my 30s with this trauma that I didn't know about. Like, I can live free now. I can feel free, like breathe. I can, you know, feel that lightness and that relief, and I'm no longer carrying that heaviness. And thank God for that. Thank you, universe. What a reason to be grateful. So you can see there's probably, and again, you know, everybody's healing journey is different. And I'm not here to tell you what your healing journey should look like or what place the end goal is, because everybody is going to be different. But you can see how through time and through small exercises of gratitude, I was then able to see the bigger parts of gratitude. Now, again, when really horrible things happen to people, like if a loved one dies, you're not going to see the gratitude in that situation. That's just a weird thing that you just wouldn't necessarily want to do. But you could, again, take gratitude from having that person in your life and the wonderful memories hopefully you did have with them. So gratitude in those difficult situations is definitely harder to reach to. And I've been doing a daily gratitude journal for gosh, however many years, 2,210 days is. So I date my gratitude. So I've been doing it for 2,210 days. And I'm so proud that I have committed to that because that is the one commitment I have to myself every single day, that I will write down five things that I am grateful for and why. So gratitude can feel like a superficial practice when we're just making a list of like dog, house, cat, job, car, sky, whatever, friends. But why are you grateful for those things? So I write my sentences as, I am so grateful for blah, 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 because, and then my why. Because when we are challenged to look at our why, we go so much deeper with the practice. Why are you grateful for that thing? Why are you grateful for your health, your job, your career, whatever? Why? Because the why gets you to the core essence, the true core essence of why that is a blessing in your life. And gratitude calls in miracles as well. So that example I gave you from last year in my own life, I started to see miracles pour in even from finding those small, small gratitudes in that situation. And gratitude has the power to transmute any negative emotion. So although, you know, in a a situation like that example, you may not feel sparkly and great afterwards for doing gratitude because you're going through a really difficult time, it starts to call in those miracles. But obviously, if you're not going through that example and you're just feeling a bit funky and you just kind of want to get into feeling good with gratitude again, doing a gratitude ritual every single day is a sure way to raise your vibration. It's a sure way to attract more abundance to you. Not that we do it for that purpose, but it's a byproduct and after effect of being in that energy of gratitude and the frequency of gratitude. And it also helps you to realize that you actually don't necessarily need your manifestations, which, as I always say, you will manifest your desire when you need it the least. So actually, by doing gratitude, it helps you to let go and it helps you to get into that mindset of, how freaking lucky am I? If I achieve these goals for 2024 or whatever it is, then amazing, like that would be great. But look how much I have to be grateful for, which is exactly how I felt writing my 2023 appreciation list and doing that gratitude board of, God, if all of these goals manifest this year, wow, amazing. Like that's gonna be so exciting to experience. But actually, look how much I have now. Look how full my life is of these blessings. And you may only be able to identify like one or two. You may think, Emma, I've only got one or two things that really feel like that blessings in my life. So go deeper. Your eyesight, your vision, your health, your lungs, like the clean water you have access to, the food you have in your fridge. Get deeper, go deeper. Because imagine if all of those things didn't happen and you had to walk miles and miles a day to get fresh water. Imagine if we were like in caveman times and you had to hunt for your food, right? What a privilege it is to have running water accessible through our taps. Hopefully everybody listening to that has that. And what a blessing to have food in our fridge that nourishes us and keeps us alive. So I think with gratitude, it's really taking it to the basics, taking it to the core, and not just expressing gratitude for the obvious things. But another reason that I see people really fall off the bandwagon with gratitude is because they are doing like, right, and I always say it, it's always the magic that does this to people. They'll be writing their 10 points of gratitude every single day. Now, I did this. I love the book, The Magic. I always have. I did it for years. And basically I would write it down and it got to a point where it didn't feel very joyous to write those 10 things. And I was maybe repeating things, maybe struggling to find things to be grateful for that were different every single day. So I was like, this isn't serving me. This is feeling like a chore. It's not feeling good. And actually I don't feel very grateful after I'm writing this. So now I write 3 to 5 things. I like half it, 3 to 5. And I make sure that every single thing on that list feels intuitive. I tune into what I intuitively feel grateful for that day. And I make sure to try and write different things as much as I can. And if I do want to thank something else, like the same thing that I have said thanks for that week, I'll try and write a different why. I'll try and dive deeper into another reason why I'm grateful for that desire in my life. So for me, cutting that down to, you know, 3 to 5 things is what has enabled me to stick to 2,210 days of gratitude solid. You know, if I was writing 10 things a day, gosh, no, I'd have probably given up a long time ago. So you have to make it work for you. And writing is not everybody's manifesting superpower. Like gratitude has to fit into your life. It has to fit into your schedule. So maybe it's not a daily gratitude practice. I mean, obviously, I'd highly recommend that. And I think that is one of the most powerful ways to do it, writing down these 3 to 5 points a day. But if you're someone who feels more gratitude from speaking, well, how about you voice note yourself or record yourself doing your daily gratitudes and listen to it back? Maybe you're going to feel more from that than writing it down. Maybe you want to be in a group like I am with my best friends and we voice our gratitude in there and express gratitude for what we're celebrating at the moment. So maybe you do it with a friend and that feels really good. Or maybe you just think in your mind and that feels really like you get all the goodness from that, just visualizing and feeling in your mind and seeing in your mind all the reasons why you are grateful that day. So I think that there's this rigidity with gratitude where it's like the magic teaches you 10 things. Obviously, I've always taught 3 to 5 things in Positively Wealthy. And it's always a writing exercise, which don't get me wrong, I do think gets people deeper and I do think it really works. But ultimately, if you were someone who has tried that and you're still like tearing your hair out and you're like, ah, then try those other methods. Try and find a creative, expansive way that feels joyful, that is going to raise your vibes and gives you that good gratitude feeling. And I want to challenge you now, right here, right now with me, to think of three things you can be grateful for today. Maybe you're listening to this episode and you're like, this sounds great, but not sure I feel that grateful at the moment. Then I want you to really think now, how about the phone or device or radio or whatever you're listening to this podcast on? How about that? That's a real big reason to be grateful. What about this free content you've just listened to? This podcast is completely free. That's a reason to be grateful that there are platforms out here that allow creators like myself to put free, incredible content out there. And what about the time that you've just had to listen to this podcast? What a blessing that you have the time out of your busy day to listen to this podcast episode. So those are just three simple examples. I'm sure there are a million more you could think of, which are more deeper than that. But if you're struggling, like, really take it back to the basics, simplify your gratitude practice and go back to the basics, because gratitude is the best attitude. And in 2024, we are coming in hot with gratitude. I really feel like gratitude is a big theme this year, and I want us to come in hot with this. I want gratitude to be a commitment that you see through this year, because when you start really diving in and committing to gratitude, your whole life will change, your frequency, your vibration, the way you look at your manifestations, the way you look at your own life. And going back, circling back to those clients who I was talking about who like didn't like their jobs and they had the toxic boss, and you know, I would challenge them for a week to go and find every single blessing in that job, as hard as it seemed a task to do. The clients would always come back to me and say, wow, like, do you know what? Challenging myself to do that was incredible, because it actually made me realize how lucky I am to even have this job, as much as I hate it. And do you know what happened, Emma? The dream job manifested and the interview came up as soon as I did this. And that's the thing. You have to always see gratitude like this. If you were at a birthday party with your friends, or you're out for a meal with your friends and it's one of your friends' birthdays and you've thought, oh my God, I've got her the most best gift ever. It's so intentional. I've really thought about this. I know she's going to absolutely love it. And I can't wait to see her face when she unwraps this. And then she goes to unwrap it and she's like, yeah, great, thanks. Next, who's next? Who's got me something? You'd think, bloody hell, that's rude. I've just, thanks, hun. I've just got you this. And wow, I feel valued. I feel special. You know, I feel you really appreciated that one. So imagine that you're the universe in that situation, that you've given yourself, the universe has given you this incredible blessing or manifestation or whatever in your life. And you're just there like, yeah, but you know, there's still reasons to be sad, or yeah, I'm just not really feeling grateful right now. And you'd be like, well, I'm definitely not buying that person anything else. So this is how we have to see gratitude. When you are grateful and you're in the frequency of gratitude and appreciation, you're in the frequency to receive more, because the universe sees, okay, Emma or whoever listening to this podcast is feeling grateful for all the money, for example, that, you know, that we bring to her. So yeah, we're going to bring more to her because she is attracting more. She's in that frequency and that energy of like, yes, this feels good. More of this, universe. Oh my God, I'm so grateful. So of course I'm going to be that energetic magnet for more of whatever I'm appreciating, for more of what feels good. So you might caveat that and say, well, Emma, if I'm grateful for my toxic job, surely that's going to manifest another toxic job or more of the toxic job. And the universe will be like, oh, well, if Sheila's really enjoying that toxic boss, let's just keep her there. She's so grateful for it. No, that is not how the universe works. The universe knows what is for your highest good and what is in alignment for you. And it is going to protect you from situations and people that aren't in alignment for your highest good and that don't feel good. So you also know your worth. You also know you want to get out of that situation. And you've already planted the desire with the universe to manifest a more aligned, higher, better job. So it doesn't cancel out that desire. It simply gives the desire the opportunity to flow into your life, the change, the new thing that you want to manifest, because you are grateful. And, you know, it's like houses, for example. I've seen it time and time again where people have had really difficult housing situations. And as soon as they get grateful, guess what happens? The house of their dreams come along. So it invites that new gratitude into your life and the opportunity instead of a problem. So I always see gratitude as opportunities for abundance, for all the good stuff, instead of just seeing the problem. So I want to challenge you to find gratitude even in those really difficult moments. And again, this is not bypassing the emotions that you're feeling or how difficult it feels or how rubbish it feels. Again, I did not bypass my emotions at all last year. Like, I honored it, but I met myself with where I was at and gave gratitude for what I could at that time. And over time, it slowly grew and the gratitude got bigger and I had more awareness and a bird's eye view and hindsight of, oh, okay, I can be grateful for that now as well. And yeah, now I see the bigger picture. So just remember, there is always someone wishing to be where you are now. And again, remember the days that you prayed for what you have now. Even look back over your manifesting journey about where you started or maybe your first intentions you ever set. I bet you're living that now. Think back to that first version of yourself who was doing that first vision board or that first goals list. Imagine if they could see your life now. I bet they would be like, oh my God, that is so amazing. Look what I'm doing. Look what happens for me. Like, that's so exciting. And there's you here, maybe not feeling that same excitement that that version of yourself would feel. So again, there are a million reasons to be grateful, even if it's harder to reach sometimes. And it's not about bypassing. It's not about it being superficial. If it feels superficial, then that's not gratitude. That is something else. And that is not gratitude. The true core essence of gratitude is unconditional love. The true core essence of gratitude is deep appreciation for exactly where you are now. And I feel like there's an opportunity, especially in those like toxic boss work situations, there's an opportunity for growth there. There's an opportunity to learn something and to also give love, even in a situation where it feels really difficult to find reasons to be grateful. So everybody's gratitude journey is going to look different. There's no race. There's no comparison of, well, so-and-so has got 10 gratitudes on their list and I've only got 5. Like, I don't feel as grateful. The universe isn't going to bless me as much. You could write one thing down a day on your gratitude list and that could make you feel the most abundant person ever in the world. It's not about how many things you write on a list. And that's where I think the magic really goes wrong sometimes. It's not about how many things you write down. It's all about what feelings it invokes, and it's all about how you feel whilst and after doing it. So if that is one thing a day that you write down or whatever method you're going to use, and that makes you feel so incredible and so grateful, then that's all you need to do. If you write down 3 or 5 things and that feels so expansive and so exciting, or 10 things and that feels amazing, this is your manifestation journey. It's not mine. It's not anybody else's. So you have to find those things that feel good in a way that feels right to you. And appreciating your life is your journey. Like, just because someone does something to appreciate their life, that doesn't mean you have to do that. Like, it's your life, it's your blessings, it's your gratitude. So it's on your terms. And finding a way to incorporate gratitude into your day is a fantastic thing. Even if you just set a reminder on your phone, like every day at 11:11 to like, think of 3 things you're grateful for. Do you know what I mean? Like, even just something as simple as that, what a beautiful invitation to invite gratitude into your day and invite in the energy and frequency of manifesting more of these incredible things. Now, I don't think we should ever do gratitude with the notion of like, oh, I'm doing this to get something out of it. Absolutely not, because that is not spirituality. That is not the law of attraction. That is ego. That is not why we do this at all. So I never want to say like, oh guys, if you do this, then guess what? Loads of good things will come to you. Yes, they will. That's a byproduct. But we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on the true core essence of why we're doing gratitude and why this is so powerful, because it truly has the power to transform a whole situation for you. That's where the miracles come in. In the text, of Course in Miracles, the text describes that a miracle is not actually the thing. thing, the result, the end product, it's actually a shift in awareness. So just like with myself, with that first example I gave you, I could have easily have gone into this year thinking that I didn't do much and it was a really difficult year because of what I explained and, you know, oh, I'm so glad that year's out the way. And what a disservice I would have done to myself and my hard work and all the incredible things I worked so hard to manifest last year and was so proud of, and the incredible blessings, like all of that would have been overlooked. And I wouldn't have felt that big sparkly gratitude. So I know that going into this year, the reason why that once again in the manifesting challenge has been the best thing ever. And you know, so many amazing things have flowed to me already in the first week of January, like, is simply because I entered into this year feeling nothing but gratitude for last year. There was no resentment, there was nothing I was carrying over, no energetic baggage or emotional baggage. I set myself up for success. And I gave thanks. I transmuted any negative feelings from last year with that gratitude board and with that appreciation list. So gratitude has the power to transmute any negative emotion. So if you are feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you need a miracle, look for those glimmers of gratitude, because the miracle is not the result. The miracle is the shift in your awareness and your perception, which is exactly what happened to me. So I had a miracle where I saw my year in a totally different light, which only raises my vibration and attracts even more incredible things to me because I'm in that frequency, I'm in that vibration of gratitude. So make gratitude work for you. And if you're feeling it stuck, if you're feeling it stagnant, if you're feeling it superficial, go deep. What is your why? Go deep with this. And you could even do a rampage of appreciation. This is a fun thing we've done in the membership before, where we write like 50, like literally list as many things as we can of like what we can appreciate, what we're grateful for. And even just doing like, obviously you need like a good amount of time to do this, like a nice little intentional practice. But even just doing that and then having that list to look back on, you think, oh my God, I've got like 50 things here in my life that I can be appreciative for. Like, how blessed am I? Thank you, thank you, thank you, universe. So gratitude enables us to connect to the true core essence of the source, the universe, the law of attraction, all of the energetic laws, because we're tuning into gratitude, which is the best attitude, as I've said many times. So see gratitude differently. Don't see it as a chore. Don't see it as a basic law of attraction method. It's not basic in any way, sense, or form. It is one of the quickest ways to raise your vibration. It's one of the quickest ways to see results in your life. Get grateful. If you want to change a habit, shift your life this year, maybe you're tired of the same things happening or the same annoying situation, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. What is that situation showing you? What is it giving you the opportunity to do? And if the toxic boss example I've been giving throughout this resonates as well in whatever situation, challenge yourself this week to find all the reasons to be grateful for that job, for that whatever it is, situation. And honor your emotions as well. Honor what feels like true gratitude, because it must feel true. You can't just be like, I'm so grateful for blah, 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 blah. I think also, I know this podcast is going on a while, sorry guys, but also another thing is that people give gratitude for things that haven't happened yet. They're like, you know, say you're manifesting £1 million. They're like, thank you universe for the £1 million I have in my life. That's not gratitude, that's an affirmation. And that is a total different energy, because are you going to feel grateful for that? Because your subconscious is probably going to pop up and say, what? Have I missed this? Where's the £1 million? So you do have to meet yourself with where you're at. Gratitude is real life blessings that are in your life now. It's not affirmations. It's not what you want to manifest. So I do see a lot of people writing gratitude lists for their manifestations. And I'm like, that's not gratitude. That's a totally different practice. And that is not making you feel grateful for where you are now, because you're just going to probably feel that lack. You're probably going to feel like, oh, but none of these things are here, so I guess I don't really have a reason to be grateful, which is just totally the opposite of what we're doing here. So yeah, don't be doing that as well. That's a totally different exercise. That's not gratitude. And commit to this. Come in hot this year with gratitude and Create some fun ways to do your gratitude and commit to this year. Make it manageable, make it sustainable, and commit to gratitude. Because if there was one thing that you could commit to this year to see huge shifts in, gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And I just want to say as well, as part of gratitude, a big, big thank you to every single person. We had over 3,000 people do my free 5-day manifesting challenge this year, which was just incredible. It was the most amazing energy, the most amazing vibes. We had the most incredible manifestations and wins. Like, all of you were just so incredible over those 5 days. So if you did join me, just the biggest, biggest thank you for joining me, for trusting me, for, you know, committing to the 5 days. It was so much fun. And I'm just so excited to see what manifests for you this year and all the goodness that is going to unfold. And also, don't forget the information for the manifestation membership that I mentioned all the way at the beginning now will be linked down below as well for you to go and have a look at that. But I hope this episode has really helped you. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what your fun gratitude exercises you're going to do are. You can let me know at I am Emma Mumford on social media. If you're in Spotify, you can leave a little response to the question below here, this episode, I think it is. Or let me know in my Law of Attraction support group as well. But thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have the most amazing week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.